popular wisdom accepts that our systems and institutions are rigged, corrupt, or crooked. The degree to which such theories are accepted absolutely influences behavior. Why would you put your hard-earned money at risk in a rigged market? And such behavior matters. If 60 million millennials withdraw from the market for the duration of their economic lives, our economic system will suffer mightily. So it's imperative that we get our facts straight. Is our economic system or the stock market rigged? The answer is no, but there are some big buts. High-speed trading systems favor big institutional investors. Information is not disseminated to all market participants at the same time. Arcane investable products are created at warp speed with only theoretical underpinnings. And financial services industry and market-listed companies exercise tremendous influence over regulators and elected officials. The biggest but is that most individuals can't participate in the market at all. It's axiomatic that more and more diverse participation creates better markets. So is the market inequitable? Yes. Is it corrupt or rigged? No. The secular religion of participation is fundamental to our society. Markets are not perfect barometers, nor are they inherently moral. Understanding the buts, we can ensure fairness in markets and enable democratic participation to work its magic. This is Josh Fidler.